This is the technical difficulties for playing Citation Needed. Joining me in the studio today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
Spoken suggestors of salacious superlative silliness are we.
You got an S.
Yes.
Everybody's favourite Gary Brown, Gary Brennan.
And now on Radio 3, flatulence from the Royal Albert Hall.
And the bounciest man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Hello, YouTube.
In front of me, I have an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding, and a special prize for a particular answer, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
And today we are talking about Sidney Abram Weltmer.
Ooh! If he didn't win a sporting event or invent some kind of metalworking process, then quite frankly, I'm out of here.
Right, I lost two things narrowed down. Neither of those. So the thing is, you do the walk-off, and then you either have to commit to it, or you have to do the awkward walk back that you just did.
Oh, it's always the awkward walk back. It's the teacher walking to the dance floor at a school disco.
Yes.
Is how I like to call it.
Yeah. Sidney Abram Weltmer. Well, he did invent something. I will actually give you a point.
Thank you.
He has invented something. It's not a steel working process, not even vaguely engineering, but it is a ridiculous invention.
Is it an American person?
Yes, Worcester, Ohio. Have a point.
Cat-powered glider.
I'm still going to count that as being under engineering. I would like to see a cat-powered glider, but...
Well,
that's a glider, powered.
There's a logical fallacy in that. Yeah, you can't have a powered glider.
Yeah, that's
fair. Well, sorry, I love the fact we're all glossing over the cat part. We're all just quibbling with powered glider. No, that's the way
for all the power that a cat is going to supply, it is a glider. Despite having an ostensible power source.
They'll just be stood at the back looking disinterested.
Also, always going to land the right way down. Sidney Abram Weltmer.
Was it something literary that they came up with?
No. 1858 to 1930, he came up with the Weltmer method, otherwise known as Weltmerism.
Oh, I was going to say farming, but that sounds more like religion.
Ooh, you're closer with religion, but not that close. It's certainly something...
Schooling.
A way of timing downhill skiing.
The Weltmer method.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That.
1,000. 2,000.
Brick wall.
Poof.
Is it the one that begins with an H? I can't think what it's called.
Is it about measuring ghosts?
Oh, holistic medicine.
I mean,
holistic legend.
Syllogistic.
If anyone can actually get the words,
holistic medicine.
I'll give you a point.
No, give it to him. He thought of it. Yeah, fair enough.
That's the word for the really diluted stuff.
Holistic medicine.
No, you're thinking
homeopathy.
Oh, homeopathy.
It's not homeopathy. It's something a little bit weirder than even that.
Something that you do as a program, or in a belief sense.
You believe you're better, so you are better.
Oh, I'm going to give Matt the point for that, really.
It's a placebo thing.
It's suggestions and hypnosis. He called it magnetic healing.
Oh, as opposed to Marvin Gaye's sexual
healing. So he provided classes in magnetic healing. I don't think it actually had anything to do with magnets. I mean,
you can have him on one point then, can't you?
Yeah.
No, it was all to do with charisma.
Well, I think it's in the sense of magnetic personality. Rather than the sense of
my ferric shoulder, apparently.
Matt Gray's ferric shoulder.
But this was magnetic in the sense of charisma. It was clairvoyance and hypnotic suggestion.
So someone schmoozes you better, effectively.
Essentially, yeah.
It's Derek Acora, isn't it?
It is a little bit Derek Acora, yeah. Derek Acora doesn't heal people.
For those of you in the abroad parts of the world, Derek Acora's professional title is. Tom, just bleep the whole thing out. That's what you're gonna do. The technical term for Derek Acora is this. You'll get that in due course.
Yes, that's about right. He founded the Institute of Suggestive Therapeutics.
That's brilliant!
Right, know what I mean, know what I mean.
The Institute of Made-Up Things!
Yeah, essentially, yes. What suggestive in the sense he would suggest you, and what was he trying to cure?
Hysteria. I'm going to say, some kind of mental health condition, kind of thing. We're talking late 19th
broken
century
toes.
Quackery, aren't we, really?
A little bit, yeah. Tobacco addiction. So he was kind of doing hypnotherapy.
That was
for,
a thing back then.
That was
because I thought of that, but then I thought that was too far ago for people to even notice.
So effectively, people were paying to come to his office while he sat there in his nicest suit in his most leather-bound of chairs and just kind of go, "You don't really want fags, do you?
Stop smoking.
Yeah.
You don't really fancy one now. How are you feeling? Want like a fag? Come back, come, give me a tenner next time."
It's yeah. suggestive though, isn't it? Have you tried? You know, not being addicted.
But there was physical ailments in there as well. I mean, nowadays we've got, you know, a little thing you go for, but those days...
Asthma?
Asthma.
Yeah, point.
Look, have you tried breathing properly?
That's well, too much what
you
it
sound
was.
Like you're breathing fine to me, I have to say.
Yeah. A 10-day course cost $100, which doesn't sound like much until you realise this was 1897.
Oh, what's that now?
Simple calculation is about $3,000 for a course there in modern money. That would tell you to cure your asthma by thinking about it.
Well, not bad. If someone wants to pay me $3,000 for telling you you're fine, I can do that as well. I take post-order or white fivers and non-sequential numbers.
There is also a large section here on controversy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I can't believe that.
Some preachers and doctors were not convinced of the validity of his method.
But some were cool with it, and were getting a cut as well, no doubt.
Was his retort, "Have you tried thinking that you are fine with me doing this?"
What did the US Postmaster General do?
Punched him in the nuts.
Go on, pretend this.
Punch. Oh, go on, think yourself battered off that. Oh, as he's dry heaving on the floor. Liar, he cried, as he emptied letters all over him.
Oh. He did cry liar. I'll give you a point for that.
Spitzy.
He did cry liar. I'll give you a point for that. Amidst the nut hittery that was in there. What can the Postmaster General do, though?
Fly.
What options does the Postmaster General have?
Nuclear.
First or second class?
Signed for nut kick. I'm not signing that. Well, I can deliver it to next door. Go ahead.
We tried to deliver a nut kick today. When would you like us to redeliver? Return to sender.
It's one of the few times where the mail service will be delivering to a package.
Hey! You're on form today.
Yay!
This joke sponsored by Radio 4.
Postmaster General.
I called him a liar.
Yes. Called him a fraud, and therefore...
Well, he took his inhaler.
Refused to deliver, which the Postmaster General could do.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You're talking I'm not going to deliver anything.
The US Supreme Court eventually decided in Weltner's favour, and the Postmaster General was forced to continue delivering.
Himself.
But it went to the US Supreme Court.
Royal Mail can't do that.
No. Royal Mail have to continue delivering.
What if the Queen, it is her mail service, what if she decides now he's a bit of a...
I don't want him to get letters. He has to go to the depot.
Isn't that basically what Prince Charles does these days?
Just sort of go to the depot and fetch letters?
No, just sort of medals in things and goes, no.
Well, he tries to and they ignore him.
Yeah. That's
but like I said, going down the depot, she's got a bloody Amazon package again. The entirety of Game of Thrones, she's been on her own one for 60 years. He quits and nobody laughs at him.
Yeah. What the thing is... They left a card saying nobody was in. We have over 300 members of staff.
Who was not at the door when they knocked? I don't believe they did.
No, the delivery person got to the front gate and there's just a guy in a hat stood still.
Wait, could he sign for this, please?
No.
Can you sign for... Just write down delivery up. Just sticks it in his hat.
Just poking out of Marge Simpson's hair.
Oh,
what?
I didn't hit record.
Mail was restored. The US Supreme Court decided in his favour, but it did make it all the way to the Supreme Court. There was also a case brought before the Supreme Court of Missouri against the Reverend M. Bishop for libel. And frankly, Reverend Bishop is a pretty good name.
You want to keep him to go keep going up the clerical scales, because if you don't get Archbishop Bishop...
Diagonally up.
Yeah, diagonally.
Hey! Why was there a libel case against Reverend Bishop? What did he call Weltner?
A nobber.
In US law, that's opinion, and that's fine.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
US libel law...
Hello, Akora?
Yeah. No, US libel law is much less strict than the UK's. Opinion is justified under the First Amendment.
In
statements,
my opinion,
fact,
Derek Akora is a...
That's fine. Actually, that genuine exemption under UK libel law for vulgar abuse.
Those are his middle names.
Ah, that's a statement of fact. That's... Oh. Anyway, what did Bishop call Weltmer?
A bag.
Opinion.
A factual bag.
A liar.
Yeah, I'll give you the point. Miserable charlatan.
Ooh! You see, the charlatan he could take, but actually it was a fellow full of joie de vivre. He wasn't saying
that. I throw the very best of parties. I just don't understand.
I'm not having miserable.
My magnetic personality.
I tell everyone I throw the very best of parties, and they seem to believe me.
The Institute, though, treated a huge number of people. At its height, how many people a day went through its doors paying about $100, $80, $95 each?
It's going to be a high number if you're asking us to guess it.
Yeah. How many people a day?
How many people a day went through payment? A
couple of hundred.
Gary 20.
20.
Couple. I was going to ballpark somewhere around Gary, so...
Yeah, 400. Ah. At a point, 400 a day paying what is now about $3,000 each.
So it wasn't just him then?
It wasn't just him. 17 healers, 100 stenographers and typists to process mail. This was a big institute.
This is bullshit on an industrial scale.
Yeah,
quite
it
honestly.
Really is.
Just raking it in for going, you're fine.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Right, chaps, we need to get in on this racket.
Whoa. Yeah. Engage the time machine, we'll make a mint.
There is one practitioner here, J.O. Crone.
Genuine old Crone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it'd be
you're
G,
not
wouldn't
gonna
it?
Get whatever. You're not going to get a more late 19th century name than J.O. Crone, are you, really?
How much training did he get before...
None!
Yes, absolutely right. he wrote of his first hypnosis of a woman patient. This was my first attempt to hypnotise a patient.
Can you imagine busking, trying to get someone to be hypnotised and just viciously making it up at the point in time? So just lie down, close your eyes. Is that working for you? Yes, it is, isn't it? Ooh, you're feeling sleepy.
Well, there will be, like, placebo effect, people who want to play along. It may still have worked, particularly if she'd been there before a couple of times and knew the procedure. She might have walked out of there feeling better.
There was one of the people he hired, of course, had the vicious punching method of getting people to be hypnotised.
Go to sleep!
Well, my asthma's gone, but my eye really aches.
There was also a book. There was, of course, a book. What do you reckon it was about?
I can bullshit you better.
No, you see, it wasn't on the side of this is how to heal someone.
Accounting.
Oh, did you do it as a correspondence course?
No, Matt, I'm giving you a point again. How to make magnetic healing pay.
He's not even making it out that it's actually useful, is he? He's just about me and my money, how I got your cash.
A thorough knowledge of magnetic healing alone will not bring success. A knowledge of the business side is necessary as well. It was a get-rich-quick scheme. I should point out here, you can't libel the dead, and he's definitely dead. So I'm going to describe that as a get-rich-quick scheme.
Actually, can't libel the dead. What?
Again, opinion. Well, on that opinion, congratulations, Matt. You win this week's show, quite clearly. Congratulations, you win tiny deep-fried mashed potato balls presented by an American folk hero every day for a week.
No!
Gnocchi?
No, go on.
They are Davy Crockett's Dainty Croquettes Daily.
Oh!
With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel, Matt Gray, Gary Brannan. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.
Listen.
Tom, when you're...
That is my rank in the army.
Have a point.
Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Reckless.
Yeah, you get a point for successfully saying this is something or someone.
We can go on. Personal, but right. See everybody. That's us done for the day. Were you...